Ka-ching! Hello and welcome to this really superb consumer bothered article where I'm just trying to discuss why are we being ripped off by the supermarkets regards wine in 2026, my suggestion of what you can do about it and how it's going to leave you with about £500 worth of actual cash in a savings jar by the end of this December, and you know, coming up with some options. So basically what I'm saying is you're looking at about £16 now to get a reasonable wine, but I've found for you, and I'm discussing four under £7 wines which could well do you for most of the year, along with one or two that you might find in Aldi's and Lidl's or other places. You know, try things out by all means, but I'm giving you a rock solid four very foodie wines, all of which are excellent value. They're just excellent wines, one of which is an absolute monster. Okay, and what I'm suggesting is you pay for this wine, and every time you buy one of these bottles of wine, you pop a £10 note into a savings jar and just leave it there until the 31st of December, and you're going to get a very, very pleasant surprise. And the reason I'm saying this is because I bought a £16 wine, and then I bought three £6 wines, and I thought, well, the £16 wine isn't as good as any of the £6 wine I bought. Right, so instead of wasting money on the rip-off scams of the supermarkets, just level in there with the £6 wines, but put a £10 note. So every time I'm drinking red wine, it's costing me £16, but £10 of that is going into my own fund, and I can decide what I'm going to do with that at the end of the year. My personal preference is to then spend that money on Premier and local British vineyard wines into 2027. Okay. Or, you know, you just go on a holiday. Just a nice cheap one in Britain, preferably. Visiting some vineyards, you know. There's no point in splaffing your money out abroad because they don't appreciate it and we do. So build your own economy, that's my motto. Right, so I'm going to be doing the same type of thing with beers by looking into homebrew and buying an awful lot less bottled beers. And I'm not in any way trying to cheapskate. What I'm trying to do is to promote the consumer to get some real bang for their buck and some real value by the end of the year. So you'll have drunk some superb wines. Take a look at the ones that I'm talking about today, and you'll have a whole lot of cash saved up by the end of the year as well. If that doesn't break into 2027 and make that year, you know, off to a flying start, well, I don't know what. Do you know, I just don't know what. Anyway, the main thing that I like to do with red wines is food pairing, and a really good red wine will pair with just about any food, from cheese to, you know, desserts, black currant cheesecake, stews, casseroles, steaks, lamb, venison, and even pasta dishes for sure, but even, you know, cod loin and new potatoes is fantastic, and also pizza. You know, if you compare a good red wine with those, then it's a very, very, very versatile, flexible, foodie wine, and that's really what I'm looking for. And I honestly think I've found three here, and there's a fourth one that I recommend, which I haven't tasted, but I did have earlier in January, and I highly recommend all four. You can find out about them just by listening through my audios. Bookmark the page, you know, and come back as and when you want. But my highest recommendation is cook yourself something absolutely gorgeous. Get your friends around if you want. Get several bottles in of the various ones that I recommend. They're not going to cost you much, around £6. And see what you think, but I've deliberately chosen wines that are going to please just everybody. I mean, you really would have to be a picky red winer not to love these three and the Côte du Rhône as well. So, chin chin. Here's to making 2026 and 2027 work really well for the consumer and get off the cheapskating rip-off supermarket conveyor belts as soon as we possibly can.